Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Be sure to check out us on Twitter on Diva of Dole. We also have a Facebook page, Diva of Days of Our Lives. You can also find us, Carrie does a blog at Diva of Days, and you might also want to check out our Blog Talk Radio. We do our show every Saturday, and we have it archived, so you can check out all of our Saturday shows. You can also find us on iTunes. And so I'm waiting for my co-host. I'm Marianne. I'm filling in for Carrie, the diva. Anna should be with me shortly. So before we get started talking about the show, I just wanted to make an announcement, and maybe a lot of you have seen it out there on Twitter that Teo Penglis has signed a two-year contract with Days, I guess a year contract, and then if they get picked up for another year, he would also be on for another year. He tweeted about that, and was a lot of positive feedback from that, a lot of people happy to see him back, which I am, and I know a lot of you are big fans of Andre, who is in jail right now, but hopefully he will be getting out soon. Thanks to Aiden, and also it was nice to see Daniel Cosgrove back. He came back, which was a nice to have him back. In fact, there was a whole episode we'll be talking about on Monday that he did. And so let's see what else. We also had news that Deidre Hall is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I think that's taking place on Thursday, the 19th. So that'll be a lot of fun. And congratulations to Deidre. And let's see. Okay, so maybe I can start. I'll start talking about the show. And let's see if we have any. Then we'll see when Anna comes in. Monday's show was really good with Aiden. He was in prison, and Andre had put him there. And let me see. Wait, I might have a co-host here to help me. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hello, it's Angela.
Angela. Hi, Angela. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing great. I was,
okay.
You've got my attention. I'm ready to hear about Aiden.
Okay, yeah. And then you can tell me what, you know. I always like to try to feed off of somebody. You know, Anna said she'd be here in a little bit. So did you hear me? Did you hear me talk about Theo and Deidre Hall? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. I missed that.
Okay. Yeah, so I had just contract. And Deidre Hall is getting a star on the Walk of Fame. Had you heard
finally,
that?
Finally, that
yeah,
is fabulous. I've heard that. You know, they promised that mm-hmm. ages ago, and I was been wondering mm-hmm. about it. So that's great news.
Yeah, and because they're having a ceremony on Thursday, so that was mm-hmm. so that's really great news. So, yeah, Aiden's back.
In a dungeon.
So Monday's episode. Well, he's out now, but. I guess what happened, the whole Monday was dedicated to, which was really well done, was something different. It was kind of the old, kind of take off on the Tom Hanks movie where he was on a desert island and he had the soccer ball. I'm forgetting what that was called.
I know what you're talking about, too.
Castaway.
I've got a blank.
Castaway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Castaway.
Okay.
I think. Mm-hmm. Yes. So what it is, they kind of started with the wedding night and how he was with Hope, and he told her he had to go, he had something for her. And that's when he went downstairs and when he got all the stuff to, to get the, you know, to kill her. But then he had second thoughts. Hold on. I think we have Anna here. I'll bring her on too. Hey,
hello.
Anna.
Hey.
Yeah, you made it. Yay. Yeah.
I
have Angela here too. Yeah. She called
hey,
in.
Hey, Anna. Hey
yeah.
there.
Just happened to pop in. So I'm, talking about Monday with Aiden.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, you happened to see it. Yeah, and I
oh,
was
yes.
telling Anne, yeah, I was telling Angela that they more or less explained everything, and it was when Aiden came down, and that's when the switch happened. He couldn't go through with it. So, but I guess Andre and Stefano sensed that. So they came and it showed a flashback of Andre stabbing him with a needle, knocked him out, brought in somebody that looked just like him. So there was a
mm-hmm.
double that actually tried to kill Hope and who Beau actually killed. And then it showed him taking, you know, they took him and put him in this prison or dungeon or whatever. And I'm taking it he was supposed to be there for 6 months, because I guess that's how long they said it was to be. You know, he grew a beard and everything. It just showed him keeping a journal.
It was,
and it was
very well done.
Wasn't
it
very well
done? Like a almost like a standalone episode.
Standalone
really
episode.
Impressive.
It was like
yeah.
him by himself, and that's it.
Yeah.
The whole episode.
Very good.
I mean, just at the,
well,
yeah, just at
it.
The beginning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
yeah. I thought it was
I'm
well done.
Somehow, I'm thinking somehow Beth Milstein must have been involved with that episode. Because I don't know. The stuff I've seen from Josh Griffin, I'm kind of glad they got rid of him now. But,
But Daniel Cosgrove did a very good job, too.
Oh, he did a great job. Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. It was one of the most creative things I've seen in daytime in a while, really. And the
right,
way, they did
it.
The staging, the way it wasn't in the little fakey little jail cell at the cop shop or, at the, you know. It
no,
was
it was
in
thick,
a, like
know,
a, it was in a, and it wasn't in the
maybe,
hole, and it wasn't in the hole that Lexi was in for 6 months.
it no, it looked
totally
like a different
hole.
Like a different
it totally
dungeon
different,
or a different
like,
jail.
It looked like the similar set that they, a little bit of, maybe it was around the same area that they used. When they did the other exterior
John
shots,
and,
you know, yeah, with,
yeah.
I don't know, but I was very impressed.
With John and his father, I don't know, yeah, I was very impressed, and he kept
okay.
his journal, and he went on a
yeah,
hunger strike.
It would definitely be worth, Angela, if you haven't watched one on in a while,
yeah.
it would definitely be worth watching online.
Well, I'm going to have to do that. I'm really excited because I'm glad to know that. So Hope is really still married to Aiden.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
right.
Because it really
yeah.
was
yes,
Aiden
she
that she married. Because see, what
mm-hmm.
I couldn't
it really
figure
was.
Out is not the days doesn't have
Hope was worried about that.
People
too.
Sleeping
yeah.
with people sleeping with the imposter, but you know, I thought
right.
this is really weird. You know, but
according to Aiden,
did
no,
sleep with her. You know, and then he went downstairs afterwards for her surprise,
right.
and that was when he was supposed to kill her.
That's
and he couldn't
when the
go
switch
through
was.
With it, like Marianne said. He couldn't,
uh-huh.
and he went to leave. He was like, I can't do this, and he goes running out the house, and
mm-hmm.
he was met with the guy who looks just like him, and then they went back inside, and then Andre came around the corner and stuck him in the neck like he did with, was it Chad that he did that to? Andre's very good at that
mm-hmm.
game. Anyway,
yeah.
It's almost like he went to medical assistant school or something. Anyway, no, but yeah, he. Well,
Tamiris can
EJ
do
got
all.
A lot of,
they know everything.
EJ got a law degree overnight online, so
yeah.
hey, you never know. No.
Yeah.
But anyway, they did a very good job explaining it, but then now nobody believes him. Hope, we didn't get to that player yet, but yeah.
Yeah, but I like him, and
let,
then he made friends with, well, anyway, I guess all this gas and stuff kept coming in. That's what it was, and he,
uh-huh.
you know, they were, I guess that's what it was, And then the food, I guess he knows, then the bird died, the parrot or the bird.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his buddy. And he talked to the bird, this dead bird, the whole time.
This dead bird the whole time.
Which
was also creative.
Kind of kept him
sane. I was surprised.
Yeah. He had someone to talk to, you know.
I didn't have something at the end that said no real birds were harmed in the making of this episode, but they didn't say that.
Yeah.
And he had these notepads. That they let him,
yeah.
you know, write in. So he
yeah.
was, mm-hmm. so,
Andre
know,
at
I mean,
least gave
still,
him notepads to write on,
questions.
And they fed him. They
still all
know.
These questions. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think.
I wonder if Andre cooked
was...
for him, you know. So I don't know.
Maybe he
well,
got
that. Have they said where the doppelganger came from? I mean,
no.
I mean,
really,
somebody...
no, they really didn't say much about the doppelganger. Only that mm-hmm. it showed him, you know, just Aiden looks like Aiden looking at Aiden because
mm-hmm.
Aiden did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the real Aiden did come face to face with him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, before Andre
knocked
him out.
Well, and the reason, and they showed the video. So apparently, somebody had a GoPro when they were at Hope's house trying to kill her because. They showed video that looked exactly like the scenes we saw on national television where they showed, I mean, it's just an observation, not a criticism, but there was a scene that Aiden was shown while he was in the hole in the jail cell or whatever,
right.
the cell,
uh-huh.
And it showed the guy killing Hope. But remember how Hope was
he
practically
Hope.
Choked to death, and then Bo came in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they cut it off at the point where she looked dead. So he's screaming.
Uh-huh.
He's like, you can tell he sincerely loves her. And he's like, I was
right.
never going to do it. Why would they do that to her? And then I guess they would do these things on the screen where it'd say 6 months ago and then 2 months ago. And so,
months
so they
ago,
kind of showed
yeah, to present
like
thing.
That
yeah.
cell, mm-hmm. you know, cell part one, cell part two, you know, that kind of thing. And then at one point, I guess 2 months ago, they showed him a news report of his son getting arrested for rape. And he's
oh,
like,
yeah.
no. And then he's thinking, oh, my gosh, my son, you know, his stepmother was
him.
Killed. He had nobody. It's like, and so he just was screaming in anguish at, you know, and then, so, yeah. So he learns that. So he said at one point, what is the Damiris just, are they like, they're the cat and I'm the mouse, you know, they just want to toy with me? Is that what, you know, he didn't know why, but he had figured out the patterns because all of a sudden the gas would come and then he would pass out. He would hold his breath as long as he could and then he would pass out.
Good.
And then suddenly
out.
food and water would appear. And so he finally faked the guard out one time and was acting like he was still passed out and he really wasn't. And so he grabbed him, killed him, basically choked him to death and then took off. That's how he got out. But anyway.
That's how he got
but
out.
It was
yeah.
just extremely well done. It really was.
Oh, good.
And I'm so
yeah.
happy for Daniel Cosgrove because they really, I mean, he should submit that for an Emmy, you know, or hopefully he'll get some sort of Emmy recognition for it, or at least a nomination.
Well, I'm just
really
thankful that they gave a whole
mm-hmm.
episode to that, and you know, and
yes.
gave him a proper, you know.
They did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
because
so,
again, that was
so,
not well what they did to begin with.
So, Marianne, did you talk about the very first thing of the episode? I'm sure you wanted to dwell on that. The Rafe and Hope kiss. I think
oh,
you love Rafe so much.
Oh.
I actually like.
Oh, yeah.
I actually kind of like them, yeah, but I'm happy that they did
well,
that.
See, they,
don't get me wrong.
They never did. One thing at least, they never actually really slept together. They almost did,
yeah.
and then they got interrupted,
uh-huh.
and then he took her home
uh-huh.
and then kissed her. Yeah, yeah,
uh-huh,
and then walked her
uh-huh.
to the door, and yeah.
But, yeah, almost feel
yeah.
sorry for
so
Rafe. He could never win.
Yeah,
anyway,
Rafe's getting
but,
screwed again, you know? Not in a good
uh-huh.
way, you know?
No, not
right
really.
Away, you can see they're looking, oh, God, Aiden's back. Oh, you know,
uh-huh.
as bad as when Bo came
uh-huh.
back, you know? But,
uh-huh.
so, yeah, so then they, of course, then Hope comes home and there's Aiden in her house. Because he, you know, he came back when he escaped. That's where he. Oh, I have to say, Diva Carey. I don't know if you did. You get the tweet from her when he was traveling home. It was Route 69.
Oh yeah.
Daniel was. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a hoot.
And she had to put the hoochie thing on there. I said, oh Carey, only you. You know. I wouldn't notice that. So anyway. Yeah.
Oh,
but anyway.
Funny.
So anyway, so finally he makes his way home and he comes in to see, you know, to Hope's house, and she's like, she drops the phone and there he is standing, and she, you know, of course she doesn't believe him, and she calls and has him arrested, taken to the, you know, she doesn't want to hear anything, and he won't talk to anybody but her. So finally he does talk to her, and he explains to Hope, and he tells Hope that he was working for, so she knows that he was working for the Damaras, and the intention all along was to get her to fall in love with him so she, he could marry her and get the, you know, then kill her and get the insurance money, because that's what the Damaras wanted. But then he told her he couldn't go through with it. So she has that whole thing process.
Yeah, to process. You know? Yeah.
And all her feelings.
He said he did end up falling in love with her instead, you know.
Right.
Originally,
he was sent to Salem to set her up.
But he, you know. See, and I didn't even understand why. So you clarified that for me. So it was all to get her inheritance?
Well, it never was clarified for me either until till this show. Yeah, I didn't.
Okay, I must have missed that.
Because remember, at first we thought, I guess we thought way back, remember, we thought that Stefano, and of course that's what Hope thought, that he was responsible for Beau's death because he, we figured he kidnapped Beau, then sent Aiden in, but of course now we know, no, he didn't kidnap Beau, that was Deimos to get that serum stuff. And for the reason that Stefano wanted Hope was because they didn't have, you know, they lost all their money to Sammy, and they figured, you know, Hope has that big trust fund and all the money. So I guess that's kind of the way they explained it, you know, have Aiden fall in love, get married to her, and get the money,
indirectly,
and kill her.
Absolves her of killing him, since he really did try to kill her indirectly through Aiden or through this other guy.
Yeah. So even though, like, and Andre's in jail for a crime he didn't commit, but actually now he's told everybody that Andre actually set him up and hired him to kill Hope. So actually Andre could go to prison for that. It's like kind of like really strange or whatever. But anyway, there we can get to Friday's episode when Hope and Aiden talk to Andre. So, but before that, so, and then they wanted to do a DNA test on Aiden, which they did, and told Hope that,
and of course, naturally, the fingerprints and everything from the other guy were missing out of the file.
Right. So.
Remember when they went to go do the?
When Roman went to go match it to the other guy, they discovered
that those were mysteriously missing.
Of course.
So.
Yeah. So.
Rafe must have been in charge of filing that day. But anyway.
I guess. So Rafe, you know, he's sweating a little bit thinking, oh, you know.
Poor guy.
Go?
Poor Rafe.
Yeah. And I know there's spoilers out next week where he actually sees Aiden and Hope together. I don't know if they kiss or they, but they're in a, you know, this little exchange or whatever. So he gets, so I don't know what'll eventually go on there. So was there anything else about anything we missed about the whole Aiden thing? That part, other than scenes on, I guess I could talk about the scenes on Friday, but you didn't see Friday?
Yeah, because I saw Monday through Wednesday.
Oh, okay. I like watch for the week and I have a general idea what's all on, so I'm not sure what's on each day, but Friday is when, after Hope finds all this out and what the whole plan was, she goes to see Andre in jail. And that was on Monday, which were really good scenes between Christian and Tao are so good together. Yeah, on Friday.
They're such good friends in real life. So it's funny.
Yeah, and they, you know, and she's more, you know, she more or less like, I know what you did, and you sent Aiden, and Aiden's, you know, and he's playing dumb, like, I have no idea. What are you talking about? That was my father. I didn't have anything to do with that. You know, and then he always says, Hope, how lovely to see you today. You know, more or less, so those were good scenes. And then right at the end, Aiden comes to see him and he says something. Oh, look who we have here or whatever. And they didn't go into it, but the whole thing that I've read, which will probably be on Monday, that Aiden promised, he told Aiden that Hope killed Stefano, and so he says, you know, he'll help him get out of jail if he doesn't go after Hope for killing Stefano, or you know what I mean? So it kind of makes that deal. Well, you know, Andre can make that deal. Doesn't mean Andre's going to keep his word. You know,
exactly.
So I'm sure he's going to go after Hope. But anyway, that's kind of, because I'm thinking Andre's going to be getting out of jail soon, thanks to Aiden.
Oh,
so
good.
That's kind of how that's going.
Well,
I think we'll see more of that on Monday.
What happened as far as, I mean, did Aiden talk to Hope about Chase?
No, he saw
a
little
bit.
Oh, okay. So I didn't see that part. Yeah. I know he saw the news report while he was still in the dungeon in the cell.
Yeah,
Hope they showed it to him.
Hope and Aiden did discuss that.
Okay.
About Rope, you know, that the Chase, you know, and actually Rafe talked to him about that too, and he kept, you know, Aiden can't believe that. My, you know, he said, my son wouldn't do that. That's not him. It's because of all that happened to him. And more or less, Rafe said, well, he committed a violent crime and, you know, he's in jail. So I don't know. With Aiden out now, could Chase come back? I don't know.
Well, I mean, or is Chase
like,
really good?
He's kind of in denial.
If you've got one doppelganger, you could have two. I mean,
And Andre, if they did the for the father, they did the son too. They had a, you know, replaced to go after Sierra to herd Hope.
Well, but then
that was the whole thing
again,
was to herd Hope.
Well, but then again,
through
remember
Sierra.
How Andre really, you know, poked and prodded him into, you know, thinking it was okay for him to go all the way.
Yeah.
Now. So,
and, you know, that was bizarre. You know, it was so bizarre. What relationship
if they
did
wanted
Andre
to fix
have originally
it, I guess
with
could,
Chase to begin
you know,
with?
Whether they'll do that. I haven't heard anything about that actor coming back. So I haven't heard anything.
I haven't either.
I don't think actor's coming back. I think after his after that Periscope thing, he's not coming back.
What happened? Oh,
pardon?
What he said.
What was he justifying the rape? Is that what happened?
It was ridiculous. I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
my goodness. Anyway, I won't even go into it. I know he's young, and I mean, I guess that's the best that you can say about it, is he doesn't know any better than to say something. I mean, it was just ridiculous. I don't think the actor will be coming back, but they could
I really liked him,
redeem that character. Well,
I did. Yeah, they ruined
the same.
It. They didn't have to go
But the thing that ruined it the most was that young man putting that Periscope thing out there trying to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, again, I don't know what his objective was or if he thought that was clever or what, but, you know, it wasn't.
Yeah, and they just do stupid things when they're upset, maybe because he was upset of what happened to him. You know what I mean? That he was like, I don't know. Who knows?
It's partly the responsibility of the show. I mean, I think they did, you know, I think they did prepare some type of article or something, and I did not read it, but it was in either Soap Opera Digest or some magazine with Vivian, the actress, talking about, you know, the seriousness of, you know, of a rape and all of those kinds of things, saying, you know, that, you know, because again, yeah, they supposedly contacted, and I can't think of the name of the organization, but there is a, you know, nonprofit educational organization, you know, trying to inform people of, you know, how to prevent rape, and also, but it is a serious, you know, it's a very serious crime. It's not, something to be taken lightly, you know. And there's a lot of people that do get raped in their homes in homes. And so anyway, like I said, Dave's had done some things to have it to be somewhat of a social issue, so to provide some information, and they obviously did some background with Vivian, the actress, but evidently they must not have had much of a conversation with the young man that played Chase, or I can't remember.
And even if
in
the spur of the moment, So,
like I said, use social media carefully. So.
Oh, yeah. And it's not even just youth. It's even the adults out there sometimes, too, you know, push things a little far. But, yeah. But anyway, that's the whole premise with Aiden coming back. So there should be a lot of, you know, good story out there. And did anybody see anything about, That's the other storyline with the virus going around and the hospital scenes. Did you see any of that?
I mean, I saw some.
Yeah.
I
think it's
going to
get wrapped up pretty soon. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not getting what's the whole point of this thing anyway.
I don't know. They tracked it down to John's father and what he did to Paul. You know what I mean? Whatever he injected Paul with. That's where it came
from. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so then Paul passed it to Gabby and two people died, which was two models that had the red shirts. I don't know if you ever, if you're a Star Trek fan, you know, if you had a red shirt on, you were the extra that was going to get killed, you know, or something.
Really?
But anyway, that's an old Star Trek.
None
of the main, you know, it's only the bit, you know, this virus. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
Gabby and her baby and her little girl has it, but they seem to be getting better. Other people like TJ and Paul and John are still, and Kayla are still pretty sick. But, and the mother had this homemade remedy that she put together, the grandma, Adriana.
Oh, cool.
And but that was kind of like the whole, and then Finn and, it's trying to figure everything out. And he's trying to keep playing Kayla's protector now. And I'm there, get away. Steve is Kayla's protector, not you.
Oh,
get away.
Hell no.
I hate when they go there.
Finn.
but Steve's out looking for Joey, and that's another.
Mm-hmm.
He met with Jade. We saw Jade's father, who doesn't really care much. You know, doesn't really even care where she is.
Heard they talked. Mm-hmm. I saw that he talked with him on the phone. I didn't realize they actually met with him.
That he met in the pub. Actually, we saw him.
Oh.
You know, her dad, her father.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he talked to his mother on the phone and met with the dad in the pub. And here he kind of figured out that they're in California. You know, he got it out of Claire that they ran away to California.
Mm-hmm.
So then he asked the father, he has a sister in California. So that's where they are in this commune with Jay's aunt. Yeah, it looks like a commune, and she's telling Joey that to survive, you all have to cooperate. We got to do things maybe you don't want to do, meaning stealing and, stealing to get food.
Boy.
And so, I'm sure there's more trouble ahead for Joey, but Steve's trying to find. So that's what's going on with them. So, So was there any Kate? Did you see any Kate this week?
Well,
I know Kate was
Kate
on.
Was on Thursday for like a few, a few scenes on Thursday, and I didn't get to Thursday yet, but I heard that, I don't know, she
with
Deimos
and Nicole.
I'm so
she knows
over that already.
Up with them too. Yeah, Yeah, so, of course, I think that's where
really
it's going with is Deimos.
Deimos
and Nicole. Yeah. Yeah, because we know we want her with Andre anyway. So go ahead, move on from there, Kate. Yeah.
Right.
So we'll get you with Andre. And speaking of those two, there were some really nice pictures Lauren posted on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
Anybody?
I tweeted some.
Some really nice ones that she tweeted. Yeah.
Check out Condre fans.
Yes.
I tweeted some of
Condre
them.
Condre fans. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very good
any
pictures.
Others? Oh, some other good story is the Abigail.
I didn't get to see any of that I heard it was really good.
Those were heartbreaking. I mean, those were like heartbreaking. He took Thomas to the hospital, the institution where she's at, and she's not getting any better. And he wanted anytime she tries to play with Thomas, Thomas cries, so she doesn't want to. And she found after they left, she wants them to go. She doesn't want to talk to them anymore. She doesn't want them to come anymore. She doesn't. And then Jennifer was late getting there. She doesn't want to see Jennifer or JJ. She just and the doctor thinks it's a good idea. You can see this is where they're writing Kate out to be gone for a while so they can bring the new actress back in. They recommend that they give Abby her space and not to have any contact for a while. And just Chad is just doesn't think that he's just broken up about that. Doesn't see how that could help. So he goes back and he's making it's so funny. It was kind of a joke thing. Even Billy Flynn tweeted about it. He got a scrapbook out and was getting pictures. And we're there. Mm-hmm. And Sierra came in and she says, I didn't take you for the scrapbooking kind. You know, we didn't know Demira men scrapbooked, but obviously some of them do. So that was a whole big joke out on Twitter. You know, even Billy Flynn was, you know, tweeting about it. So, yeah, so he's all broken up. And then Jennifer came, and Jennifer's insisting she wanted to take Thomas, and he will not let her take Thomas. She's even for just one night, and he says, no, not in your condition. You're not going to have that baby. You know,
oh.
And she says, my condition. And he called her out on her drugs, and she says, do you think I'm a drug addict? You know, and he says, no, but you have a problem with, you know, addiction, you know, with your painkillers and stuff. So, but she's still kind of in denial. So,
yeah.
So
well,
there was that conversation.
I really like that they're focusing on that. I think it's really good.
Yeah. And I think that's going to evolve more when Jack comes back,
too. Jack to come back.
To come back, right. And this whole thing with the institution and Abigail, I think what's going to happen is she's going to be gone for so long, and after you forget about her a little bit, they're going to bring probably in the new actress and bring Abby back, whether she'll be whether she'll be better or
has
not. I don't know.
Who?
I think they have somebody, but I haven't heard who. I haven't heard who it is.
She's done such
they haven't
a great
announced
job.
It anyway. I know it's going to be hard. I think to accept the new. You know, it always is.
I
mean,
I liked Ashley Benson so much years ago, and it was, you know, it's always, a, you know, and she could, you know. And,
but she
and
was
of course,
a really
the
young
girl.
Character at the time.
The girl named Claire, the actress that played her name Claire, is the one that played her from the time she was little, really honest, till she was grown, you know, and then they switched her to with Ashley Benson, who's on Pretty Little Liars, or was on Pretty Little Liars. I really liked her a lot, and so it's just always been an adjustment for me with any of the Abbeys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is the one that's just I can remember the most is Kate. Now she's kind of I don't know, kind of like made it her own a little bit now.
Yeah,
I don't know, but so that was those were some good scenes again with her. So I don't know if that was her last time we'll see her, because you know, I don't know if there'll be any more with her or not.
I may be wrong, but it seems like I read that her last appearance is June 17th or something. I may have that confused with somebody else, but somebody's last appearance is June 17th.
They could still show her
Jamie
in the hospital,
Lynn Bauer
like
come
with
back
the
too?
Psychiatrist. Who's that? Oh yeah, she hasn't come
Jamie
back
Lynn
yet.
Bauer?
She could have scenes with her grandmother,
mm-hmm.
or with the doctor yet in the hospital. Yeah.
I'm so glad they decided to explore, you know, mental illness, like the, you know, have you know the family history of it and stuff.
Because she even said to her doctor, What if I don't ever get better? What if I can't be a good mother like to my son? And that's what she's, you know, that's what she's afraid of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing that's kind of, and I saw some spoilers out there for next week too, this whole thing with Sierra now being the babysitter, and Chad was just crying. Mm-hmm. He was just distraught, and Sierra comes and puts her hand on his shoulder and trying to comfort him there. Oh, please tell me we're not going to go there with Sierra and Chad.
That's ridiculous.
But,
Sierra's what, 16, 18?
Yeah, but,
18
but we have a thing. Now, they say it's a dream, but it's Sierra's dream. She starts crushing on Chad. She has this dream that they're together and that they're kissing. So this is – and it's – so they say it's all a dream. I said, yeah, for now. But it's all Sierra. And I can see where a girl like that would crush on Chad. I can see that. Where a girl that age would, you know. Yeah, and she's working for him, and he's, I can see where she probably starts falling for him.
Maybe it'll end up being like a Fatal Attraction kind of thing or something, though. You never
know. Well, yeah, and exactly. Kind of like Abigail was like that with Austin.
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
Oh, well, I hope that was
but I can just see that coming. They, you know, but then and then Theo, that's cute. Well, they, you know, they've been kissing and saying that they love you know, he loves her and everything.
So,
sweet. So they're cute, yeah. They're cute together, so I don't know. Is there anything you can think of that you watched that you liked, or I'm trying to think who else we haven't. Famous and Summer and Maggie and that whole stuff. Stupid storyline.
Yeah, I don't even watch that.
Victor's on tour, but I think there's spoilers out there that he finds some stuff on her, you know. Dirt on.
Well, I'm ready
but
for
she's
that.
Still there.
I'm ready for them to discover that and the
they
the
need
evil.
To kill the they need to kill the
they need to end
elephant
it.
In the room.
Yeah.
Well, what if
this year's version of
Jim Lilly?
Yeah.
Was Jim Lilly on this week?
Who, Summer? Yeah, she was on a little bit.
Jen
Lilly.
Lilly and Teresa and Brady. Yeah, she's on. Oh, was she? Oh, her and Ann are so funny. Ann came. Her and Ann, I think, are going to investigate Summer because they were talking together, scheming, and they were on the internet. So they're. I'm thinking them two are also going to find some things.
That'll strike some fear in her.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's, you know, Brady. He still thinks the best of Summer. But I've liked how Teresa's been calling him out on his crap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went to see Summer, and she kind of let it slip that she had gone to see Summer. And, of course, they had an argument about that, you know. So, yeah. But Brady's being a, you know. Other than that,
honestly,
that's what's going
with Brady,
on with Jen
Brady,
Lilly.
Brady goes from has good sense to having no sense, and you know, it's almost like you could have like a thermometer, like you have like the little thermometers, the digital thermometers now, and you know it would be nice because of Brady's past history. It's also, let's kind of see where you are in terms of your brain intelligence, your IQ this week.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh,
is it good,
goodness.
Brady, or is it really bad?
Yeah.
He goes from one end to the other. You just think, how in the world could he be so gullible? And then the next minute, I loved Eric Martzoff. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm a big Eric Martzoff fan. He's playing what's written
Jen
for
in
him.
The chat room said,
Brady.
Yeah. Jen in the chat room said, Brady is dumb as a rock. Which is true.
Just this week, though, you never know what next week he might he could find the cure to cancer. So you just don't know.
I'm thinking the likelihood.
Now, where did he get that from? I get must have got it from John because Isabella that didn't come from or Victor.
Yeah.
Well, Victor hasn't had his luck with women either, so Victor doesn't pick him too well either.
But Victor doesn't. Victor rarely
does
something
Victor,
really
though,
dumb.
Except for Maggie.
Yeah, but think about.
Yeah.
I love Victor, and you know he's so witty. Like I said, I don't know that
well,
he got that
like
from the
is.
Isabella side.
Yeah. Victor just calls it like it is and thinks what everybody wants to say, and he just comes right out and says it. But
Well, so where are Victor and Maggie? Was Maggie still in the hospital?
No, they're home. They're in like they're in the same hotel or condominium or complex as Brady and Teresa and John and Marlena. So they have an apartment in that same area. So that's where they are because you know Victor doesn't have much. I mean, he has some money because he even said, "Well, Deimos doesn't have everything," but he's not in the big mansion or anything.
Well,
Maggie
still has her house, doesn't she? The one that she and Nikki had, because they still have that kitchen set. Occasionally, they've used that kitchen set.
Where's that?
That's a part of the house.
Oh, that's
Maggie,
where,
Maggie
oh, that's,
and Nikki's
wait,
house.
Wait, no. You know who lives there now?
No.
Adriana, and that's Maggie's house.
Maggie's
house
is
that,
where Victor, where Rafe is living.
Rafe is. Did Rafe live in with his
Rafe
parents?
Is living there. That's Rafe's house.
Oh, okay.
Because I heard them say.
Oh, I didn't
Rafe
know that.
They're all living there. Rafe and Dario and Gabby. That's Rafe's house. And his mom now. Because Hope said now your
Maggie
whole family's living
home.
With you.
They did.
I think that's
the whole.
I think
that
it does look familiar.
They had that family lunch. They had that. Oh, it definitely. When he walked in, I was like. Whoa, that's Maggie's kitchen. Yeah.
It's Maggie's
the last
kitchen,
time
yeah.
I saw, the
they've
last
given
time I
all of
seeing,
that to the Hernandez.
The last time I remember seeing that set is when Brady
Stalker?
Used to come over and sit at that table and Maggie would talk to him about his
alcoholism stuff. And then I think the last time I really remember it is when Gabby went ballistic. I don't know. There was something with back when Chandler was still on, when about the time he was coming out or whatever, and they had a big fight at Maggie's house. And remember, they were going to cook dinner, and things were thrown and screaming and all that. And that was the first time I saw Camilla really act. I was like, whoa, she can really act. But that was the last time, around there was the last time I remember seeing that set. So, but the minute they walked into that, I was like, whoa, that's Maggie's house. So they don't have Maggie's house
anymore.
That's
where the Rafe Hernandez family is living. And, oh, that's where we can talk about the Hernandez family. Now, I have to admit, you know, I'm not a or did we talk about this last week? I get my week about them having
nice,
the whole family
Marianne.
Thing. That was
it
last
hurt
week, right?
To be wrong. You don't have to be. It's
but
okay.
I like,
you don't have to be right all the time.
That's all right. But that's it's. But I like the mother. I like you
Me
know
too.
Adriana. There's Ariana, Ariana, and Adriana. I don't know why they made those names so the same. Okay, why is he calling her? And I'm thinking he's not saying Adri. It's Ariana.
Yeah.
It's Adriana.
And they had,
so
you know,
anyway,
she made food, homemade food, and he
all
last week. Was it last week that
They had the dinner. That was last week.
Eduardo,
But they're cute together. I like them together. I like her. She's the best thing about the Hernandez family is her, is that actress and the mother. But, yeah. So, and then Dario's just being a real jerk. So he's, I don't know. I don't even know why he's there for one reason. I don't know. He's good and nice to look at, but about it. So. And he's all wrapped up with the summer storyline, too.
That's a waste for him. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's a decent actor. He really is. And, I mean, I don't know. That's a shame. I hope that's not what they're going to just use him for as a total, because it really hasn't been a very good story for him.
No. Well, we have is there anything else? We have a caller before we, you know, have to – to go, so I can bring on a caller.
I guess that's fine.
Do you have anything else?
I can't think of anything. No, I can't think of anything else.
Okay, might be Bobby. Okay.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Great to talk to you again. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for coming on to our show the other night.
It was fun.
Now can we get Carly to come on your show, however?
She can come in, call anytime, yes.
Okay.
Figure that out.
But in all seriousness, if you're looking for a good actress, and I think I suggested this the other night, but I'm going to bring this up one more time, that would be possible for Abigail. I think Lindsay McKeon, who was Marlon on Guiding Light, and then before that was on Saved by the Bell, would be a perfect candidate, because I think she has some good acting talents right there. Cause I've seen what she had done on Guiding Light.
Okay, I don't know that actress. I don't know if anybody else does or not.
But
I don't.
Possibility. No, I don't either.
But it took me a while just to get used. I mean, I'll just give you this point. It took me a while when they recast Carly from one actress that couldn't even act and was on for like 2 months to Laura Wright. It took me a while to get used to her when Tamron left, because I don't want to see the same Carly factor here with this actress being so bad that they have to hire another good actress within 6 months.
Oh yeah, let's hope that they get it right whoever they do replace.
Right, because I doubt with Pretty Little Liars ending that Ashley Benson will return back to Days, and I doubt that Julian Clare would also be interested in that role.
Mm-hmm.
You think they would?
No,
I think they probably have moved beyond that. Julian Clare was just on something recently too. I can't think of what it was.
Well, she's been doing a lot of internet stuff lately,
But she did something else too. I can't remember. But they both are doing really well with their careers. I'm not sure that they'll come back today.
Ashley Benson has done movies and Pretty Little Liars, so I doubt that she's going to have a post Pretty Little Liars career by heading back to Days or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
And
you're right.
The other person I could think of, and it would be hard right now to think of, would be probably just getting the actress that was working on General Hospital, that was Carlene on YNR before she was recast with the one that got killed. That would be the only. Adrienne Lalonde. That would be the only person, Adrienne Lalonde, who was Brooklyn on General Hospital, and Carlene on Young and the Restless.
There were several young girls on One Life to Live. The one on that, I guess it was the television version. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they made it over to the Prospect Park version or not. But there were several. There would be several young girls that or young women that would be. The right age. Again, I don't know if it'd be the
right
actress.
Right, but the thing is, we can single out Kirsten Allison because she left General Hospital to head back home east, and I doubt she wants to head back to L.A. to get the Days role, even if they ask her.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one possibility, but the one that was Langston could be highly contended because it would be good to have her back on daytime television. Because she'd done a couple of primetime soaps where she worked with a couple other actresses that went on to Young and the Restless, where they are right now. Hollywood Heights on Nickelodeon a couple years ago. Because I know a couple of the actresses are now on Young and the Restless now. And it would be perfect to get Brittany Underwood to be her. Or Danny.
Yeah, but we haven't seen much of Brittany Underwood since One Life to Live ended, have we?
Well, like I said, she did do Hollywood Heights with several actresses and actors that are now Young and the Restless.
I didn't understand what she said there. Okay.
Yeah, but whoever they get, it's going to be a pretty good actor, indeed. But I haven't seen but I hope that Days is not going to cash in with the fact that the Olympics was on NBC and this whole fire storyline is going to go all the way up to the Olympics, considering what is going on in the real world down there in Brazil with the Zika virus. I hope they're not trying to cash in on real-life headlines right there. That's my worst fear. It's going to be a straight-out-of-the-headlines type of the story because the Olympics was on NBC, Brazil and several Latin American countries have had the Zika virus, and then it's just kind of just and this is almost an odd tie-in. I hope it's not going to be anything like that.
Well, I mean, we've all been hoping that they could, they were 6 months ahead, and I think they're trying to work it out so that they're only 2 months ahead. So I think it would be hard for Days to do anything from the headlines.
From what I understand, what they're doing now is still not going to be seen until October. So that they're still not really, they haven't cut back yet, which is, maybe with the Olympics, that'll help. I don't know.
Right, and with the indication that Sale is going to be on for another 2 years, it could be possible that Dave's going to be on until at least September of 2018 at the most. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a possibility if they get picked up for a second year. Yeah. There's always that possibility.
So,
they are for another year for sure.
There's
a possibility for another year.
But
we're hoping.
But it's going to be interesting. And I have to also say right now, I hope they're not going to take the Abigail storyline and have it end up the same way that Laura on General Hospital was and put her in the same state for 8 years. I doubt they're going to do that with the fact they're going to get somebody like that, but I hope that Days doesn't put Abigail in the same position that General Hospital put Laura in.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I'm not sure exactly where that's going, but I guess guess we'll see.
But it's just been great to talk to you guys for a second time this week, And
oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
yeah.
Bobby.
Okay, thanks,
it.
Bobby. Yeah, I got one more caller to get on before we go. So.
Okay.
Okay.
I just got to say, go Pens.
Well, thanks, Bobby.
Okay. Take care.
Uh-huh. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Is the new caller, I'm not sure.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, ladies. Okay, you can
hey
call
there.
Me
Hello?
Alvin or Alvin George.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
How are you? Just a new
you,
caller? Okay, hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Even though I don't watch Days of Our Lives regularly. In fact, I don't watch any of the current daytime soap operas regularly, but
oh.
I've been interested and become really interested in Santa Barbara over the last few years of it. In particular, like, I know at least one of you ladies was a fan of Santa Barbara back in the day, but since A. Martinez is on Days of Our Lives right now, I wonder if I know Marcy Walker's retired like now, like from show business, but I wonder how well she would fare on the show if she were to join the cast of this time.
Oh, cast of Days?
Yeah, Days
I don't
of
know.
Lives.
Yeah, I don't know. Has Marcy Walker retired?
She,
I don't
I
know.
I think she's left show business.
Has oh, has she? Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
But if
yeah,
you
that I'm not sure.
Like, return at this time, would she fare well in Days of Her Lives, and should she be paired with A. Martinez's like Eduardo character?
I don't know.
Hmm.
They could do that if they wanted to, you know. Wasn't some people were saying that, too, about, who was it, Judy Evans' character and Deimos?
Mm-hmm.
Weren't they a couple on another
yeah.
show? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unguiding
Light.
I don't know. Don't go there. Unguiding Light. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know if they do that. I don't know. Would be interesting. I don't know. They need somebody for Eduardo. They need. I like to see A. Martinez do more than what he's been doing
mm-hmm.
lately.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I guess I have one more question. Like, do any of you ladies want like Joseph Bombs to be brought back as Cal Winters? I mean, like, it's just from what I've seen, like, it seems at least to some extent, like Cal, what his Cal Winters was, like, almost, like, practically, at least at times, a reprise of, like, the Kirk Cranston character he played on Santa Barbara. And, like, you know, like Kirk basically made Eden marry him, you know, and then, you know, he tried to kill her by throwing her into a shark tank, you know.
Hmm.
He was a crazy
Winters.
Guy, you know.
Was that, on, was that on Days? Was he on Days? Or was
yeah,
that
yeah,
Santa
the character
Barbara?
Was on, yeah. In 1991.
On Days.
Yeah, Joseph Bombs was briefly Cal Winters on Days in 1991.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I barely remember that.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't
different.
Know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
no,
remember
I,
that
yeah.
too well. Does do you remember that, Angela?
I don't.
Carl Winters?
No.
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 Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah, Carrie's the one that was
that's
a real big Santa Barbara fan, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, yeah.
More so.
That's
I mean, I watched it.
When Carrie the Diva's on, because she's a big
uh-huh.
time Santa Barbara fan.
Yeah,
I just
she's not here tonight.
Bit,
yeah, yeah. I watched some of it, like when Teo was on and stuff. But yeah. Hmm.
Oh.
Well, thanks for calling.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome, ladies.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay. Have
okay.
a good night.
Mm-hmm.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Well.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah,
okay.
Carrie. I know Carrie would have had the answer to a lot of that, probably, because I know she watched it.
Yeah.
It finished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. I have very
well,
limited knowledge of that show.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it very well.
Yeah.
Well,
did we cover
it? Yeah. I think
all
we covered
right.
most of everything.
Oh, can I say one more thing
week.
Real quick? Just real
sure.
quick. Angela,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that I was thinking about you because I was noticing the writer's credits this week.
Mm-hmm.
There were some new script writers. The David Sherrill's still on there. The Culletons are still there. And then there were like two or three, I think three new names that I had not seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was
you know what
and
they
I
were?
I can't remember. Wasn't there another guy that I really liked? I can't remember now. I was drawing a blank because I've been so sporadically watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember their names off the top of my head. But if you do happen to watch, like, Monday's show, or I'm not sure if it was Monday's
okay.
show that I noticed it, but if you happen to watch it online, check the credits because it seemed like, I mean, they still have Beth Melstein listed as the third co-head writer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they have Ryan Kwan in there with the breakdown writers and everything. But then
mm-hmm.
they have
David Sherrill, the Coltons, and then I think that Jean Marie Ford or whatever, Jean Marie, whatever that one is.
Right.
And then the other two or three, I did not recognize, like, from, oh, no, Sammons was still on there. Maybe it was just two. There might have been two new writers, two new
people's
names.
The only other one that's been showing up, you know, that they had hired to do the teen stuff was Danielle Page. And
no, I didn't
sure
see her
she's
name.
Still there.
I didn't see her name.
I think that's
her name dropped off.
Credit.
Yeah, her name dropped off. And so anyway, just wanted to call that to your attention if you happen to go back and watch it. I'm not sure if it appeared on Monday or what day this week. I saw Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But just wanted to mention that to you.
I'll try to get caught
interesting.
Up.
Yeah. So okay. Well, cool. All right.
But
well,
I want Melissa Sammons to be there so she can write for Aiden and Hope.
Yes. Well, she was on there. I remember she was on there. So, all right.
We'll have another triangle. Hayden, Aiden, Hope, and Rafe, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Go, Aiden.
All right.
Go, Aiden.
Yeah.
Oh.
You should
Rafe.
Really try to be more impartial, Marianne. Your bias is showing.
Yeah.
I think Daniel Cosgrove deserves all types of affection and accolades at this point. He needs a spotlight.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. I agree. All right, guys. Great talking to you.
Take care. Everybody have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.